Hello and welcome to Single Mom Getting It Done. So today began like a new discipline plan for me. I've been realizing that a lot of the time when I am not working, I kind of waste a lot of time. Years ago, I was like addicted to busyness. I just hid from myself by being busy all the time. And so for a long time, my work, my self-love work was to kind of give myself the grace to not accomplish things at times and to slow down and to take a breath and to be still. And so I learned how to do that because I really didn't know before how to do those things. But then the pendulum just swung the other way. And so when I wasn't taxed for my time and busy and all the things, it was just complete opposite. So I found that I still needed to figure out that balance that, you know, it can't be an all or nothing all the time. So I occasionally have to kind of recharge and refresh and remind myself that it's time to kind of refine the balance. So, and funny thing is, on my list of things, like, you know, I made a daily list and a weekly list and a monthly, like, big goals, little goals, medium goals kind of thing. And on the list was dance class. I have to remind myself and stay disciplined to do the things that I want to do. I love dance class. It makes me so happy, and yet I haven't gone since July. Part of that was when I was working at my last job. I was just so drained physically and emotionally that I didn't want to be around people to bring that crappy energy to people, even though I probably would have brought me out of it. But I was just drained. I didn't want to. And so it's funny because most people think it's easy to do the things you love to do and hard to do the things that you don't necessarily want to do. But for me, and I know I'm not the only one, sometimes that's opposite. I get my stuff I have to get done. I get my bills paid and all that. But I don't always get the things that I want to do done. And so I have to make them a priority. I have to make those non-negotiables. So on my list include things like a daily walk with the dogs. The kids need to come with me because they need to start moving their bodies more. And so we spent time together as a family and went walking. It was like 74 degrees out today. It was absolutely beautiful. The dogs got their exercise and we got some vitamin D and some fresh air and life is good. But I had to write that down to make myself do it. You know, and that's just another wound. It's, you know, it's still finding that balance where I just get up and I do it. I also spend a lot of the day creating, prepping healthy foods, whole foods, because I'm doing a whole foods challenge. So for the whole month of November and December, it's just clean eating. And clean eating is just non-processed foods, so like actual food. And it's amazing like how much resistance the last few days my ego has been putting me in to actually doing the work. I didn't start prepping until midday today and it starts tomorrow. And it's not like it's hard. It's not like I don't know what to do or how to do it. I just was in a lot of ego resistance because again, it's like, you know, all this healing, wounding stuff. So I've butt up against a pretty in-my-face wound this weekend, and it was great because I saw it in the moment for what it was. I didn't hide from it. I didn't ask why me. I didn't feel sorry and go into victim mode, like, because this is not a new wound. This is something I've dealt with for years. And what I did was, you know, after Halloween festivities and stuff, I sat with it, and I was like, I just saw what it was and why I responded the way I did and the things my ego said about this wound, and it was so clear to me. And then all these other times in my life that I responded in this way to this wound or this, you know, the same trigger of the wound, I was like, holy crap, I've been doing this my whole life. And it explains so much. It explains my not having a partner. It explains my not trusting people and letting them help me and help, you know, step into our lives. It explains that, you know, lots of things. So when you really allow yourself the awareness in the moment, it makes things so much better. Because I just talked to my ego and I was like, I know you think you've been protecting me all these years, and I appreciate, you know, you stepping up for me, but I would like to try approaching this in a different way to see if any different outcome comes next time. And it was, you know, it was really great to have these awarenesses. It's also allowing me to step out of my own way to do the things I want to do and to let people in. I say every day, I wish I had more of a tribe, local, and I wish I had people, you know, who liked the things I did. And here I am off to dance class for the first time in 4 months. The people who love one of the things that I love to do. Because I finally allowed myself. So yeah, it's an interesting, this work is always so wonderful. It has its moments of difficulty and pain and reminding ourselves of what hurts. But hopefully I won't have to sit with this wound forever. I'm sure it will continue to come up occasionally, but knowing it exists and acknowledging it and dealing with it in the moment allows for a lot of those, the reactionary mask that we put on, to not have to come on. And if we respond different in the moment, then the people outside of us respond differently as well. And that's my goal, is to say what I need to say to people who trigger this wound in me, in a way that doesn't harm them and it doesn't harm me. And I don't need to hide from it. Because that's what the response is for me, is to withdraw. And I don't want to do that anymore, because it's lonely. Withdrawing is lonely. I can see how it benefited me and how it, you know, was my ego keeping me safe, but I don't want to live that way any longer. So yeah, really interesting work for sure. And then today feels a lot better. I felt really foggy when I woke up, and that has a lot to do with just, I released a lot of stuff last night. And then, obviously Halloween, we probably ate more candy than I normally do. So I'm sure there was some of that. And the next few days I'll be detoxing from sugar. So I know, I'm not looking forward to that, but I know at the end of it, I will feel good. And I've even been talking to my ego about that. And I'm like, there's nothing to be afraid of in releasing these crutches. Sugar is a crutch. It is not a crutch that I would like anymore. And it doesn't need to have such a hold on my life. So I'm hopeful that I can stay strong enough through the trigger, through the wounding, as I go into this, into this sugar cleanse, and can remind myself and be thankful to my body enough to treat it the way it deserves to be treated, because I haven't been doing that very well the last few months. And I'm not even that. I'm trying not to beat myself up over it. I'm not trying to judge. I'm not trying to, you know, talk down to myself. I'm acknowledging why. I know the wounding on why I was treating myself this way. And so I'm trying even to allow that, you know, just, I'm acknowledging that this is the way it is. And this is no longer what I need it to be. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. But I'm going to go dance, do a little salsa dancing. And then I'm going to hopefully get a good night's sleep so I can get up and start this clean food eating tomorrow and help the kids with their school and go for our walks and go to dance class and do all the fun things. So, have a beautiful evening, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.